Fresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
And welcome to a wonderful Wednesday right here on the Refresh radio program, WMIE 91.5 FM, Today's Modern Worship. We are thankful that you have chosen to spend the next half hour with us right here on this wonderful radio station. My name is Bob Arthurs. I pastor Merritt Assembly of God. We'd love to invite you to our services. You know, we spend 30 minutes a day with you three times a day. It's on 8:30 of a morning, 5 o'clock of an evening right here on WMIE. It's also available 10:30 of a morning on 1510 AM. And then if you don't get AM, like my car radio does not get the AM signal. But if I'm in different parts of the county, I can pick up that AM signal for 1510 AM. I can get it in the north at 99.9 FM. I can get it down in the south at 100.7 FM. I can get it right here in the central part of Brevard County at 94.7 FM. And so those frequencies might come in a little bit better for you. But we spend all of this time together. And I know a lot of people have churches that they go to. But let me also address this. There are many people who listen to Christian radio and you don't have a church. And I'm privileged to be able to speak into your life, but I want to take that pastoral responsibility and encourage you to get into a Bible preaching church because you need it. The body of Christ has something to pour into you, and the body of Christ has something that they need you to pour into them. You are valuable. And so you have purpose that God created for you before the foundation of the world. The church is there designed to help you to fulfill that purpose to the glory of God. We want to say thank you today to the folks at Creative AC Solutions, 321-759-3284, 321-759-3284. If you need your air conditioner looked at, or you're looking to do a little preventive maintenance on your heater before you need that, give Bill Andriac a call, 321-759-3284. He's with Creative AC Solutions. Tell him you heard about him on the Refresh radio program. He operates primarily here in the central part of Brevard County and really excellent with what he does. And if he can be a blessing to you, give him a call and give him the opportunity to get you up and running and keep you cool and keep you warm just at that point of thermal reference that you like it to be. 321-759-3284, Creative AC Solutions. Tell him you heard about him on the Refresh radio program. We're just a few days away from our annual chili cook-off, and we'll be giving away a prize. We've got a potluck dinner that we will be jubilantly partaking of after the service on Sunday morning. We've got a lot of stuff going on, and we would love to have you come and be a part of everything that God is doing. Our ladies conference is just a few days away. We've got a couple of evangelists that are going to be speaking in the days ahead. And really, really looking forward to God doing some wonderful things. Check out our website, merrittassembly.com. You can like us on Facebook. You can follow the announcements there. I've got two daughters that do our Facebook Live announcements. They do them on Sunday morning. They have their own following. They have their own personalities, and they keep people informed in a very entertaining way. And so if you would check that out, they've got at our women's conference that the ladies will be going to a little over a week from now. the girls were there, and somebody came up to them and said, "Oh, I know you. How do I know you?" And they recognized them from their Facebook Live announcements. I get people that tell me we tune in not to hear you preach, but to hear their announcements. If you like to check them out, give them a look on Facebook Live. They do them on Sunday morning. You can watch them anytime. They are blessings to the body of Christ. I want to take you back to the book of James today. We're going to be looking at more possibilities that we have of being deceived. And we don't want to be deceived. Verse number 22, James chapter 1, "But be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. For if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man observing his natural face in a mirror. For he observes himself, goes away, and immediately forgets what kind of man he was. But he who looks into the perfect law of liberty and continues in it is not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work. This one will be blessed in what he does." So let's dive into this just a little bit. There is a great temptation to only be a person who listens to the word and never implements the practice of the word into their life. You can listen, and that's good. Faith comes by hearing, but faith needs to be demonstrated in activity. The temptation that arises when we are hearers of the word but not doers of the word is that we become critics of the messenger and the message, and instead of allowing the word to move us, we move the word to the side. Now, it's very important. How we listen, we need to make sure that we listen in a manner in which we will be able to retain the message. Most people are casual listeners. They talk about we only retain a very small percentage of the information that we hear in an audible sense. And so when I'm preaching, many times people will say, "Pastor, we know that this word has been resonating in you for quite some time, but for us, it's the first time we're hearing it. And so we're still in the receiving mode, not necessarily the reacting mode." And so there's a word. I read this the other day on a Facebook message or Facebook group that I'm a part of. And there was a pastor who said he felt impressed by the Holy Spirit to give a prophetic word that there was somebody in the church that was going to find money in their wallet that they didn't know was there. And so I don't know about you, but I always like that. I like to find gift cards that I didn't know that was there. I like to find all sorts of financial blessing in my life. And so everybody, you know, started looking through their wallets, and he said, "Okay, did anybody find any money in your wallet that you didn't know was there?" No, nobody did. And so he said, "Okay, well, when you do find that unexpected money in your wallet, I want you to let me know." And so there was a man a couple of days later, and he decided to do a thorough search of his wallet. And in doing so, he found $100 in his wallet that he didn't know was there. It had been tucked away for safekeeping. And he was like, "Praise God, there's $100. And immediately after that, there was a person that was telling this guy that had found $100 in his wallet that he was $100 short on his rent. And the guy realized at that point in time that the word that had gone forth on Sunday created the expectancy in him to that motivated him to look in his wallet again. And it wasn't for a selfish reason. It was for a doing reason. And that was to be a blessing to this person who had an unexpected need that comes. You see, there are a lot of different ways that needs arise in people's lives. Sometimes needs arise by choice. Sometimes needs arise out of crisis. There's a big difference. There's a big difference. And so we need to help educate people to not create needs in their life because of bad choices. There's not anything we can really do about the crises except for to prepare in case. I know people that they, whenever a crisis, whenever a need would be met in their life, they would go and they would live like they were never going to have another need at all. And then another crisis would arise. And then after that one, another crisis would arise. And they were constantly moving from crisis to crisis to crisis. Can I tell you that in the Bible, God wants to move us from strength to strength, from faith to a greater level of faith, from glory to a greater level of glory, to from understanding to even greater understanding. God is not looking for us to just be in crisis management mode. He's looking to make us more than conquerors. That means that we take the word that we receive, and then we begin to ask this question, God, how do you want me to apply this word in my life? So when I was teaching here a couple of weeks ago and was talking about the servant of the king of Assyria and God responding and said, you've blasphemed me. And the definition of that word meant to hack with words. That doesn't sound like surgical precision to me. That sounds like injury instead of healing. And the definition went on to say, to criticize in an angry, insulting, and I always remember, or always struggle with that last one, angry, abusive, and insulting manner. That's what it was. Angry, abusive, and insulting manner. Well, now that I've received that word, I have to say, okay, God, how do you want me to respond to that word? How do you want me to apply that word? And so as a pastor, I have the personal application. I also have the privilege of being able to present that to our congregation. I had the privilege of presenting that to the radio audience here, not so that your ears could be tickled and say, wow, I learned a new thing today, but instead, how do you want me to apply this? And that means that I have to measure the way that I speak. I have to measure the way that I respond to certain situations. And so the other, let's see, last week I was working on a project. I'd bought something and I've installed this item dozens and dozens of times. I mean, not the same model, but the same. I'm not a novice at it. Maybe I'm not the best, but I'm certainly not. It's not my first rodeo with trying to install one of these things. And it was absolutely the most difficult process to install one of these that I had ever experienced. Ended up breaking the thing during the installation process. I had another one to put up, and I was like, you know what? I'm taking it back. And I told him, I said, this is by far and away the worst installation process that I've ever had. The first person just kind of blew me off and whatever. And the second person, I said, you know, I just want somebody to take the step forward and say, maybe we could improve this product. The thing probably functioned great if you could get it to the point where you don't break it during the installation process. And so I said, you know what? There's a person over there that I know. I said, look, I don't want my money back. I'm the one that broke it. But somebody needs to be working on this process to make it. And that person said, okay, here's what you need to do. Here's what you need to do. I said, look, I'm not here to complain. You know, I picked it out. I bought it. I installed it. I broke it. But somebody needs to realize it's not a user-friendly process. And so we need to be hearers of the word and not, or doers of the word and not hearers only, because in that process we deceive ourselves. We think that just because we've heard something that we've actually accomplished something. It says, for if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he's like a man who observes his natural face in a mirror, and he observes himself, goes away, and immediately forgets what kind of man he was. So it describes that the person who's a hearer only and a person who's a hearer and a doer are like two different people who react differently whenever they look into a mirror. One of them looks into the mirror and immediately forgets everything that they saw. You know, kind of like you want to do whenever you look in the mirror first thing of a morning and you say, who is that old person looking at me in the mirror? You want to forget about that. But a mirror in our lives is not designed to show us what we want to see. It shows us reality. The person who's a hearer forgets the reality and immediately goes on with their life, and they never make the adjustments. So several years ago, I had a salesman that stopped by in the afternoon. I don't remember what time it was. All I know, it was lunch. And so I'm having this conversation with this person, and I've not been to a mirror since lunch. So I'm having a conversation with this person. I told him, you know, we're pretty content with the product that we have. It's doing wonderfully for us. There's no real need for us to change at this point in time. And they go out the door, and a little while later, I ended up in front of a mirror, and I had food residue that was probably very difficult for that person to look at. And it's like, I wish I had looked in a mirror before, because then I would have seen something that I could have taken action for. When you and I hear the word, whenever we are going through our reading the Bible in a year series or whatever your reading plan is, it is not just so that we can say, okay, give me my merit badge. I've read the book of Genesis, or I've read Genesis through Revelation. I've completed my... It's not for the merit badge. It's so that we know that we have an action plan. So when we hear the word, we can't forget what we look like, but instead, verse number 25 says, but he who looks into the perfect law of liberty and continues in it and is not a forgetful hearer but a doer of the work, this one will be blessed in what he does. If I were to ask you today, how many of you want to be blessed? I'm sure that it would be a virtually unanimous response. Everybody wants to be blessed, and we can be blessed in a number of ways. We can be blessed when people give us something. I was driving to church one morning, and I was watching this person as they crossed the street, and they reached down in the middle of the street and picked up which was probably a coin, and said, you know what? That's money that they didn't have just a few minutes ago. Praise God for blessing. We are thankful that we are blessed by God. We are blessed by God Most High, blessed to be saved. But many times we have this attitude that the blessing, which there's happiness involved in that as well, that we think that this blessing is going to be something that is unexpected and that it is going to come from an external source into our lives, and it's going to be just shock and awe. I mean, wow, I got blessed today. Praise God. What we read in the book of James is that James tells us that there is a lifestyle that we can live, and that in living that lifestyle, we are going to be blessed in everything we do. And that means that we look into the perfect law of liberty. We look into the Word of God because it is God speaking into our lives, not theoretically, but with perfect wisdom and perfect counsel and perfect love. He's not speaking into our lives to abuse us or insult us or demonstrate his anger with us. He always speaks to us because he wants us to know him. He wants us to know what to do. Do you realize how many people there are? They want to know the will of God. What does the future hold for me? They will verbalize it in many different ways. And we have a love letter from God that he says, if you will just look into it, you will see that I have liberated you to be able to walk the way I want you to walk. So many times, and pastors are not immune from it either, we look at other people, and like Peter looked at John after Jesus had just told him what his future held, and Peter looked at John and says, well, what about that guy? And he says, what is that to you? If I want him to live forever, what does that have to do with you walking in obedience to the things that I've just told you? We need to realize that God orders our steps, directs our path, and he doesn't always do it from a blind perspective. I believe that he wants to reveal things to us if we will just say, God, I want to be a hearer of the word. I want to look into the law of liberty because I know there were some things that prevented me from walking the way you wanted me to walk before, but you have forgiven me of those things. And Lord, item by item, we are getting those things out of our life because we want to continue in it. Anybody out there tried to diet? It's a very frustrating process. Very frustrating process. In 4 days, while I was away for my dad's birthday, I gained 6.5 pounds. 6.5 pounds. And I have discovered that while weight and burden can come quickly, it leaves slowly. Many times we want immediate gratification and transformation in our spiritual life. We want to say, okay, God, I know I lived 60 years in rebellion, but I've lived 6 whole hours in fellowship with you. Now, why is this transformation taking so long? And God is wanting us to realize that this hearing and doing and walking and continuing is meant to be our new lifestyle. You know, there was an old joke one time about a couple, and they weren't doing too well, and so they were coming up on a milestone anniversary, and the lady said, you know, the husband asked her what she wanted for her birthday, and she said, I want to go to marriage counseling. He says, okay, I want you to take me. Well, I don't want to go. And well, they're going anyway. And so they're in there, and the lady says, complains to the counselor, he never tells me He loves me. And the counselor looks at the guy and says, well, how come you don't ever tell her that you love her? And he said, I told her I loved her the day that I married her. I figured if that ever changed, I'd let her know. And, you know, the wife was looking for him to continue in that journey. I tell you, if we would realize that the wedding's not the culmination, it's just the launching pad, that if we would continue doing the same things that won our hearts in the first place, then we would continue to have that love relationship that we've always wanted. It might work. I suggest we try it. We need to continue in our relationship with God. Say, God, I want you to speak into my life, not just so I have another thing to teach, not just so I have another message to preach, but God, share with me a word that I can apply to my life that is going to make me more like Jesus. I think that our lives, our effectiveness would be a whole lot of greater influence if we would say, God, you speak, I'll listen, and then I'm going to do. I just think that that's going to work. He says, but a doer of the work, this one will be blessed in what he does. There is a blessing from doing the right thing, from doing what God wants you to do. And I just can't say it enough. If we don't listen, then we're going to be guessing. If we're hearing just to be entertained, we're going to be able to be deceived, because I don't know if you've ever heard a ventriloquist or not. A rich little type person. An impressionist. They can make their voice sound like somebody else's voice. I'm just picturing Snaggletooth in my voice, or Snagglepuss, or whatever his name was. I've got this cartoon character's voice in my head right now. We need God's authentic, genuine voice speaking into our life and saying, God, I know, I want to hear from you. I want to do the things that you tell me to do. Be not just a hearer of the word, but be a doer as well, and you will be blessed in everything that you do. I pray that you have an absolutely wonderful Wednesday. If you got AC problems, give them a call at Creative AC Solutions, 321-759-3284. I'm going to get out of here, come back again at another time, and have another word to share with you about the truth of God's word. Let's be blessed today doing what he tells us to do.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.